far-fetched to fetus, pregnant. Marianne was fertile and full of felicity. Tonight she would become pregnant. She had been fastidious in counting days, following all of the feedback of the expert and avoiding physical fatigue. Now she got on the phone and called her husband. He was at a fete for a new client, but she knew he would leave any festival occasion if there was a feasible chance that she could become pregnant. He did, and he came home in a timely fashion. Months later, they saw the fetus in an ultrasound. It was fascinating to watch their child on a computer screen, and Mary Ann even noticed several features on her baby's face. "Is it okay?" Mary Ann asked the nurse in a feeble voice. "Yes," said the nurse, and it was a very active female with a ferocious heartbeat. That was a good sign. "But you'd have to be careful," the nurse said, "so as to avoid any accidents or drugs that could be fatal to the child." "Even smoking could have far-reaching consequences," she said. Mary Ann nodded, and she said she didn't smoke. When Mary Ann screamed from her bedroom the next day, her husband raced home from the neighbors, jumping the fence between their yards. "Fetch the camera," Mary Ann yelled when he entered the room. He ran quickly, not knowing what far-fetched notion Mary Ann had had in her head. "It just moved," she said with a smile as he returned, relieved everything was okay. "Don't scream like that again, please," he urged her. "The feasibility of losing the baby is still great, I know, but you don't want to give me a heart attack first, do you?" "Oh, I'm sorry, that was my fault. I was just so excited," Mary Ann said as she hugged her husband. It was all going so perfectly.